Well, Halloween, All Hallows' Eve. For some, this is a day of wonder and magic, filled with imagination, fun, mischief, and of course, sweets, or as I like to say, candy. For others, it is a dreaded time of year, filled with small children causing nuisance, or not so small children causing trouble. It is a night to close one's curtains and turn out all the lights in hopes of being just left alone. I believe the differences in perception and approach to Halloween between here and the States varies more than any other holiday. Many people say to me that the American viewpoint is slowly coming over here, but unfortunately, I sometimes find it is the things about Halloween that can have a negative impact that are the trends I see here the most. The over-commercialization and consumerism aspects seem to be what dominate the supermarket shelves, whereas I found the greatest amounts of enjoyment exploring the creative facets of the season. My most memorable costumes, including dressing up as a root beer float, were all homemade, usually done very economically and always lots of fun to create. Instead of handing out the normal chocolate or bubble gum, I loved the look on kids' faces when I handed them a hand-dipped caramel apple or fresh-baked cookies. And the best haunted houses or Halloween parties were the ones decorated with anything other than store-bought spider's web and plastic skeletons. I can understand and sympathize with the people that despise Halloween here on some levels. The way a skewered perspective of what an American Halloween is sometimes force-fed to us over here can leave some people feeling affronted and already expecting the worst, and gives others the wrong impression of what the real spirit of a great holiday actually is. So I hope your night is filled with ghosts, goblins, princesses, and pirates. May all of you find the great pumpkin, and he help you to have a great Halloween. And by the way, this country needs candy corn.